calling me. So you want a sign that God is really calling you. But he has given everything that you need inside of you. And all you need to do is just to say, Master, I can hear you. Here am I. Use me. Send me. Come on. Lift your hands. Hey. Lift your hands. Listen. Listen.
Trendybeats.com.
The power of God is here in this place. Listen. 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 Waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Oh, Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. I am a soldier at the battlefield, waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Oh, Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Hey! I am a soldier at the battlefield, waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Oh, Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Who is calling my name? Oh, Jesus is calling my name. Oh, Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Who is calling my name? Oh, Jesus is calling my name, oh. Hey! Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer. Let me hear. Hey! Shikiti-kete-kete. Hey! Are you ready to answer the call of God? Billion times. When God call your name, billion times. Billion times. Hey! I am a soldier. I am a Jesus. Jesus, oh. One more time, only this church. Who is calling? Who is calling my? Hey! Hey! Rejoice! You have wasted time. I know I've wasted so much time. I know I've wasted so much season. But Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a plea. I am now sold out, sealed in Christ, led by his governance. From henceforth, no going back, no holding back again, no. I am now sold out, sealed in Christ, led by his content. From henceforth, no going back, no holding back again. I am now sold out.
I am now sold out, sealed in Christ, led by his governance.
From henceforth, no going back,
no holding back again.
I am now sold.
Something. God bless you.
Jesus is calling my. Let me hear you. One more time.
Thank you. I heard the music was loud. Is it better now? Can somebody please hear me? God bless you, Ben Smith. Thank you for joining us. Please, can you hear me?
More music on trendybeats.com.
Celebrate Jesus! Thank you, Lord.
Who is like you?
You are glorious in holiness, fearful in grace.
God bless each and every one of you for joining. Please, kindly let's do well to share the link. I want to explain to you the reason why we call it a Good Friday and not a Bad Friday.
Come on.
I want to let you know the reason why someone is dying and we are saying it is a good day. Why would someone's death be good? You will not understand this until the Holy Spirit makes it known unto you. Why will someone's death be termed as good? My God. Please kindly do well by sharing the link. Share the link.
Hallelujah. He's a great and mighty God. Thank you.
it does not make sense for someone to clarify somebody's death as good. Somebody died and we are saying it is a good Friday. Hey, why not a sad Friday or why not a bad Friday? Today, I want to explain to you the reason why we call today a good Friday. I want to let you understand the reason why another person's blood was spilled and we were made to understand and we called it a good Friday. Does it make sense to you? Does it have any iota of sense in someone saying that another man's death? Another person's death, another person's bloodshed is seen as a good thing, as a good day. I want to explain to you the reason why today is a good Friday and not a sad Friday or not a tragic Friday and not a very, very tearful Friday. Forgive me for the background. I have another host. I have another host here who doesn't want to give any gabakra. And the host is not even 1 year old. The host is just 8, 9 months. 10 months. Hey, akwano onyibawo. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Because of her voice at the backstage, if you are here, you are looking for a child, I pray for you that may the Lord give you one. By the end of the year, may you also carry your testimony in your hands. You are here, you are looking for a child. I pray that because of the voice of this beautiful one, may you carry your own child as well. Oh, hallelujah. Please, let's do well by sharing the link. We are yet to begin service. If you just joined us, please, you are most welcome. Follow us. Kindly do well by following. And you will have the notifications anytime we come online. You will be able to be a partaker of the heavenly nature. Please continue to share the link. I want to see that you are here and you are active and you are sharing the link. God can speak through any medium. God bless you, Gideon. God bless you, Efia Sandibel. God bless you, Martina. God bless you, Naki. Let me just acknowledge the people who are here. God bless you, Mausi. God bless you, Gideon. God bless you, Selassie. God bless you, Sedinam. God bless you, Naki. God bless you, Efia Sandibel. Wow. So these are the people we have here now. Kindly do well by sharing the link and inviting a friend, a family member, a loved one. Let them know that there is Jesus in town. And his ultimate sacrifice has made it possible for us to be here today. Do well to share the link. God bless you, Gideon, for sharing the link. Lisa, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. Do well by sharing the link. Elom Nusi, God bless you for sharing. God bless you for joining us well. Wow. This is one of my favorite songs. This is one of my favorite songs. And I want you to understand. There is no more room for procrastination. My God.
You must
arise.
Do you agree with me?
Televenu
Shaya Kabina. Do you agree you must arise?
Yes, I agree with you. Listen to me, child of God. As we are waiting for others to join, do well to share the link as many times as possible. Make sure your husband gets it. Make sure your beloved gets it. Make sure your friends get it. Make sure your family gets it. Make sure you share on your status and you share in your groups. God bless you. Talafina naha.
There's no more room for procrastination.
Mata Ferez, God bless you for joining us.
Creation.
Creation, wait. I anticipate. Sons together. My God. No more room for procrastination.
We must
arise.
Creation.
God bless you, Kiki, for joining. God bless you, Kiki, for joining. Please kindly share the link. Global Army, God bless you for joining. Living Creator, God bless you for joining. God bless you all for joining. Please, we are now starting service. Kindly do well by sharing the link. And follow for... Wow. Follow for more... when... we come online, you'll be able to get the notification. Witness Elijah, God bless you, sir. God bless you all for joining. Teno Kadi Freddy Stataya. Ikono Stilavanaha. Reku Feru Stanu Nostebele. Begrastai de Henima Santa Manaha. My God, we go by the blood, by the word, and by the spirit. Ayakatalada. I'm not seeing people sharing the link. Please kindly do well by sharing. You are doing the work of an evangelist. Wow. Have faith. God bless you for joining. Thank you very much for joining. Please do well to share the link and stay, because the Lord has a word for you. By the blood, by the word, by the spirit.
It is the mountain of the Lord.
By the blood, by the word, by the spirit. Kelvin Anok, God bless you for joining.
We bring order.
Thank you.
We bring fire.
We bring light to a generation.
Listen.
We bring judgment.
This is what we are meant to do. A child of God is a warrior. A child of God is a pace setter. A child of God is a revivalist. A child of God is a light bearer. A child of God is not just an ordinary being, because the enemy wants you to understand and wants you to think that you are just an ordinary being. But I came to tell you that no, you are not an ordinary being, because you have been granted power, you have been given authority, you have been given. The reason why the enemy does not want you to speak is that when you speak, things change. When you speak, things happen. And so the enemy will do everything in their power simply to make sure that you are quiet. A quiet soul is a dead soul. A quiet being is a dead being. A quiet being is a stagnant being, until you have gotten to the point in life where your mouth begins to open in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night, at dawn. You begin to speak mysteries. You begin to decree. You begin to declare who you are and who the Lord has made you to be. The enemy will always triumph over you, because you have not started living the life that you are supposed to live. Listen, our life is not Cana, but Ayelima Saikata, Ekelustofenia Kunama. Somebody here, by the end of this session, you will be granted power and higher authority, that you will be able to command seasons and command time and command the firmament, because the Bible says, anything that I've created, I am giving you the power over the sea, over the bed of air, over the land, over anything that I have created. And so a child of God is not just a caretaker, but is also a power wielder. You wield power, child of God. You have something that creation is waiting for you to manifest. You have something that the nations are waiting for you to manifest. But when you are quiet, the enemy is happy because your declaration is your ticket into the realm of the supernatural. There is a realm of the spirit that it does not take actions, it takes words. Words have power. Words travel on something we call
the word to surrender through your obedience.
Wow. I'm loving the atmosphere.
In case you don't know,
Jara, Emmanuel, you're welcome. God, and then Emmanuel, you are welcome. You see, two Emmanuels are here. Jara, Emmanuel, and Emmanuel. It means that God is with us. You see, when you are a spiritual being, everything makes sense.
To be pushing responsibility. It is time
Ben,
to get up.
Smith, Edo, God bless you.
Whatever
you see,
field you are in,
why
it is
did
time
do,
you get up.
Two Emmanuels join just like that. You see, it might not make sense to the normal being, but I understand that God uses certain things to make us aware of our environment.
Get up from your sleep.
God uses certain things. If you have what you have, God bless you. God uses certain things to make us aware of our environment. And so I am a child of God who is active when it,
you what to do. You direct the world. You tell the world what to do. You
when it comes
the
to the things of the supernatural, because God can do everything. Oh my God.
Can you just take 1 minute and pray?
He can use certain things that men does not understand. Teach men.
God, it is time you arise. Pray the Holy Ghost.
Continue to share the link. We are starting service.
If you are not shining as light, it is
in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the
Holy Ghost.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for faith. We bless you for your ultimate sacrifice. We thank you for shedding your blood for us so that we'll be able to call it a good day. We bless your name. We bless you. We glorify your name. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. As we begin today's service, Father, we pray. Let your will be done in our lives. And speak through us. Speak to us through my speech. Speak through us through your way. Speak to us, O Lord God, that your people will be able to understand that you, O Lord God, you love them. And you know them by name. We give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Wow. God bless you all for joining Dreamer. God bless you. King Despite, God bless you.
We bring God.
We are taking, we are using the next 60 seconds to share the link and invite somebody. So everybody, let's share the link.
We bring justice.
Let's share the link. In the next 60 seconds,
generation.
I will begin to minister.
We
God bless
are called
you.
Out. We are chosen. We are kings. We are priests. After the order of David, you will rule and you will reign with Jesus. That is who you are. You need to know who you are. The world will not wait for you. You need to know who you are. You need to understand who you are. You need to ascend the mountain of the Lord. And you come by the blood. You come by the word. You come by the Holy Ghost. It doesn't matter your stance. When you come by the blood, you are set right. You are set right. You enter the position of the blood. And then when you come by the word brings you before God and presents you. You're not your word, there is word. And by the Spirit. Scripture says not by power, it's not by might, but what? By the Spirit. We ascend the highest mountain. It's the mountain of the Lord. By the blood, by the word, by the Spirit.
By the Spirit.
We ascend
the highest.
It is the mountain of the Lord.
It is the mountain of
How do you
the
ascend?
Lord.
By the blood.
By the blood.
Word.
By the
Spirit.
By the Spirit.
Yes, that's your entry. We ascend
the highest.
It is the mountain of the Lord.
It is the mountain of
How
the
do you
Lord.
Ascend?
King, God bless How you for joining, you King, and blessing. God bless you for joining, blessing.
Open your mouth and declare, say,
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
It is the mountain of the Lord.
It is the mountain of the Lord.
By the blood.
By the blood.
By the word.
By the
Spirit.
Oh, don't just come and leave. I don't know why people are leaving.
It is the mountain.
I don't know if it is your network. But if you are here,
that is where you should transact
it is
from.
By heavenly
the mountain of the Lord
will
every other mountain. Oh,
that you are here. You are not just here because you are just running around and then you
the
just happen to
Lord.
Tap on the link.
How do you ascend?
Open yourself up to the Lord and every opportunity. Oh, Kadasai Kanam.
The
finish to the Hesar. Felesh Kadish over
the Hesar.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you
praise.
Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Samuel, thank you. God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, so let's begin the service in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we are going into scripture. We are going into scripture. Right. Tenema sibene hetengros tevea. Nevina shei atikos eperustaya. Grefendus alia digome hestenikovalis. Grestimbas otes eteku venina semenevesa. Ateno akita atendos kirahi Josepha. Father, give you all glory and honor. I don't know why it is like this, but it is very important that the children of God get abreast and accustomed to the things of the Spirit. There is something I want to talk about, and I've named it the ultimate sacrifice. Please, can somebody hear me? Because the rate at which people are living, I don't know if they are hearing me or not.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can somebody please hear me?
It doesn't matter where you are. If you can just come by the blood. If you can come by the word.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it doesn't
okay.
matter your state.
Okay. Okay.
There is someone
I thought
so that you can access.
I thought you couldn't hear me.
So
that's why you are
the
leaving.
Blood.
Okay, so it
come
means that it is
word.
By choice.
I
right.
love the word of
okay.
the Lord. You know,
so please, I want to talk to you about something I have entitled The Ultimate Sacrifice.
Delivered. So it doesn't matter.
Now, the ultimate sacrifice
come right.
means
come
that
the, blood,
the greatest sacrifice ever. Please, is somebody with me?
Ferra
the ultimate sacrifice. When we talk about, okay, so right now, let's even look at what is sacrifice. What is sacrifice? Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's look at what is sacrifice. Can somebody tell me what a sacrifice is? It is a learning experience for all of us. So we are doing this together. Please, what is a sacrifice? What is a sacrifice? Today's word is the ultimate sacrifice. But before then, what is a sacrifice? Then we will get to understand what an ultimate sacrifice is. Can somebody explain what a sacrifice is to me? Can somebody share with us your understanding of a sacrifice? Oh. Nobody knows what a sacrifice is? Can someone share with us? Okay, then I guess I would have to do it myself. Wow, okay. So, Blessing says that a sacrifice is an act of slaughtering an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to a deity. And then, an example is that they offer sacrifices to the spirit. Okay, so if I understand here, Blessing is saying that a sacrifice is an act of slaughtering an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to a deity. Oh, wow. I see. Oh, God, that man has never that man. Wow. Please, is anybody having any other explanation? Is anybody having any thought, any other idea? Sacrifice simply means suffer loss of something. Okay, so a sacrifice is losing something. Is that it? Sacrifice simply means suffer loss of something. Wow. This is what King Despite is saying. He's saying that a sacrifice simply means that suffer loss of something. I see. Wow. Now, all these are correct, okay? But it is not complete. Give up something valued for the sake of other considerations. This is what Blessing is saying. Wow. These are all very correct, but I needed something to stand out. Now, what I was looking for is the word willingly. Willingly. Meaning that you willingly do it. Okay? When you are doing something without your will, without wanting to do it, no matter how big it is, we call a sacrifice a great offer or a great offering that normally will not be done, but willingly agreeing to do it. So you willingly agree to offer a sacrifice, even though in the normal senses you would not have done it. Abraham, Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now, so a sacrifice is a willing offering given to a body, a deity, a person, or what have you, that normally would not have been agreed upon. Oh my God. It is something that normally you would not have done, but you have the conviction of doing it simply because something has taken place. And what takes place for a man to thank you, Holy Spirit. Hello, can somebody please hear me? A sacrifice takes place outside the normal scope of the mind. When we say something is a sacrifice, it means that something higher has taken place outside the normal scope of the mind. Now, the mind will tell you that no. How would you be offering your child as a sacrifice? Why would you give your only money you have as a sacrifice? Sacrifices does not make sense. Sacrifices does not make sense. To the normal mind, it does not make sense. But what makes sacrifice great is something called love. Oh, is somebody with me? Without love, you can never sacrifice. Without love, you don't give a sacrifice. I am not here talking about money. I am not just talking about the sacrifice of bulls or of ram. I am talking about the ultimate sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice. Until you have gotten the heart that supersedes and overcomes the normal will of a man, you can never give a sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. So, your sacrifice only becomes potent when love is at play. Hallelujah. What qualifies something to be called a sacrifice is not the act, but it is the mentality behind the act.
My
forgive me for the break. I had to attend to something. Child of God, I know I'm boring you, but kindly stay with me. At the end of the service, it will not be a boring thing to you again. I know I'm boring you, but at the end of the day, it will not be a boring thing for you again. People are leaving, and I understand that, because this particular message is boring. The message that is not boring to them is, and in the realm of the spirit, I saw that you were wearing a black trouser, and this and that and that, and your name is this. You, your own name, you don't know. This is the message the world needs. That your salvation was not free. Your salvation was bought with a price. Your salvation was not free. Don't take it for granted. There was something called a sacrifice, an ultimate sacrifice that took place. Child of God, I am here to tell you that what you call grace is not free. It was not free. It is a free thing to you, but it was not free to the one who brought the grace. It was not free. There was something that superseded the very nature of man, of spirit, of deities. The will of love. The power of sacrifice is in love. Until you have gotten to the point where you have lost your focus, your normal senses, your normal reasoning, you can never sacrifice. Nobody can sacrifice with the normal thinking, the normal mindset, with what they call logic. You can never sacrifice with logic. In the realm of the spirit, logic is poison to the spirit. In the supernatural realm, logic is poison. It is not logic for God to ask Abraham to offer the only begotten child, the only son he had, for over a 90-100 years. When the promise came to Abraham, Abraham was in his 30s. When the Lord told Abraham, "Abraham, leave this place, and I'm going to give you a child," this, that, that, he was young. He was a youth. But it got to a time he tarried with God for over 50 years until the promise came. And imagine waiting for 50 years for something, for just a single thing. Waiting 50 and 60, 70 years for what is called a promise to be fulfilled. And immediately the promise was fulfilled. A request was made on the same promise. Logic will tell you this is madness. How can you even ask me for this sacrifice? Imagine waiting for even, listen, waiting for just 1 month for a promise to be fulfilled. Just 1 month. And then the same promise, a request was made on the same promise. Child of God, logic will tell you, no, this is not the voice of God. Logic will tell you this is madness. Logic will tell you, normal reasoning will tell you that no, this is madness. But it takes something higher than than normal logic and normal reasoning to make a sacrifice. Today we are not talking about money. This is not a message for you to give seed or to sow. No. This is the message on what is called the ultimate sacrifice. A lot of us, we have taken our lives for granted simply because we think our salvation was just free. Imagine God requesting the child of Abraham the very time that his glory came. He requested the same promise as a sacrifice. Hey. Hey. You see, one of the things that the Christians have failed to understand, a lot of children of God, they have failed to understand, is that what we are enjoying today was not free. That is the more reason why we need to toil for our generation yet unborn. We need to make sacrifices for our generations yet unborn. Because right now we are suffering. Tomorrow they will be enjoying from their suffering. We are not ready to pay the sacrifice for the power we want. We are not ready to pay the price for anointing. We are not ready to pay the price to be anointed. But when we look at men who are anointed, we lust after them. We actually fall in love with them. We think that we want to chase them so that we get what is upon them. But we are not ready to sacrifice for the anointing. The anointing is not free. Oh. Oh my God. It takes serious sacrifice. Child of God, I came to tell you that what you are enjoying right now as freedom, it was bought with a price. It was bought by a price. That is what we call an ultimate sacrifice. Child of God, until you will wield the power from on high, you need to descend lower. The Bible said that the same man who ascended was the same man who descended down to Sheol. Do you understand that? It is something that you must understand. It is something that is very heavy for the normal mind to understand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The same man who ascended, he was the same man who descended.
Bahaseli e devi grahasin te prestova. Vigrovinon ze berste ferusta. Meko babun drofedis atikwan bilaskede. Grezivino reheskevina. Egre sekre finabo stelaha. Ovene saiti neheteko.
Child of God, it does not make sense. So, it does not make sense. So, it does not make sense. But I'm telling you that according
to Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 10. Can somebody read it for me? Or somebody? Selassie says that sacrifice is to trade a value of hire for something. Oh, okay. Yati. Child of God, can somebody post for me Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10? Ephesians chapter 4, the verse number 10. Kindly post for me so that everybody can read some. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 10. Father, in our loneliness, in our lawlessness, Lord, draw us closer to you. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. You see, the same man who went to the heavens, he first descended to hell. It is a sign for the children of God to understand that you can never hold greater power until you have gone lower. You will have to go lower to yourself. Lower. You need to lose a lot of yourself. Lose yourself. You must lose yourself to hold something called power. He was the one who descended. When he descended, many people thought that that is all. When he descended, when he went down, when he was buried, many people thought that that was all. They thought that was the end. But they did not know that it was a mystery about to be opened up. He needed to be broken down. He needed to be broken down. He told the people in the church. He told them in the synagogue. He said that this building will be broken down. And in 3 days, it will be lifted again. They did not understand. They did not understand the mystery he was speaking. They thought, this guy, are you correct? Are you okay? Oh, I'm not sure you're welcome. Oh, please, kindly put your hands together for my brother, a friend, Priestly Ben Yeshua. Man of God, God bless you for joining, sir. When he said, this building will be broken down, it will be torn down, and on the third day, it will be risen again. These people thought that this guy was mad. They thought he was drunk. How can you say something as stupid like that? We used over 30 years to build this synagogue. This building took over 30 years. And you are here telling us that you will break it down and then in 3 days you will build it again. It will be rebuilt. Are you normal? You see, in the normal senses, in the normal reasoning of man, this is madness. Everybody, imagine that the president Nanadu comes and says that, the National Theater, today we are breaking the National Theater down, and then by Monday we will have a new National Theater. Everybody, Mikra, I might even take one stone and then go to the Flagstaff House and stone you. Oh, yes. By the time you realize, people have taken stones and things, and then they are at the Flagstaff House. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It does not make sense. How can you tell? No. It does not make sense. So how can you tell us? Because in the normal reasoning of man, it does not make sense. How can you tell us that you are breaking the whole National Theater that took years to build, and in 3 days, from Friday to Monday, you build it again? Does it make sense to the normal ears? But he was not even talking about the. Oh my God!
He was not even talking about the building that they were in. He was talking about his body. He was talking about his body. He was talking about his makeup, his being. He was, because he knew it. He knew it in him that, hey, Adama Kula Venahasa. The Father is able to use seconds to build a body. Creation did not take the whole day. Creation took Yekuna Masayata. Oh my God. Ayeli Basara. The Bible said that he called forth that which was not as if they were. That is the power that the children of God have been given. You can look at this sickness and tell this sickness, sickness, I'm giving you 3 minutes. I am breaking you now, and then in the next 3 minutes, power is taking over. New health is taking over. Many people will look at you and they say, Akwewa Bodam, Akwewa Buana. Is this guy drunk? But the reason why we are not able to do this is that we have not understood the kind of sacrifice that was made before our existence. Listen to me. In the olden days, you needed to wait for 7 days to offer sacrifices before your sickness begins to come down. But today, instantly, it can vanish. The reason why an instant healing and all these things can happen is that Jesus broke the law down and he built another one called grace. When he said, I am breaking the building down, it meant he was breaking his body. It meant he was breaking the law. He was breaking the law and he was bringing something different. He broke down the law. The law that said that when somebody commit adultery, we stone the person to death. He broke that law. And he said, child of God, the new Lord here, the new Lord here, and can the old one cry, it's okay. Because the old one, you needed to commit the act before. But now you don't even need to commit it to. You just need to think about it. And then it is recorded as if you've done it. Hey! But there is something higher and better in that particular law. In that particular, it is called the blood. His blood was spilled for a day. But for eternity, we have the power of the blood. His blood was spilled for a day, but his blood gave us access into eternity. That is the more reason why we look at men and we say, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Be healed. People do not understand that the child of God's mouth has the power to cleanse a man. Do you know why? Because when you speak right now, you don't even speak with your words. You don't speak with your words. When you petition the blood, there are 3 things. So the song I play, it says that we are sent by the word, by the blood, by the word, and by what? And by the spirit. It means that the blood has the efficacy to make a man ascend, even when you are lower. The blood, it has the tendency to cleanse you from everything that normally would have killed you. It does not make sense. Even as I'm speaking, some of you, it does not even make sense to me. You know why? By the end of the session, you understand. Child of God, right now, an ultimate sacrifice was made simply for you to have dominion over everything on the earth. And so his ultimate sacrifice was that he would look at his only begotten son and say, leave your throne. Leave your kingship. Leave the order of power. And come down to the earth. Come so that the same sinful people you are coming to die for, the same sinful people that you are coming to sacrifice for, the same people will beat you and will kill you. Love does not always end as well. Child of God, don't think that because you love somebody, the end will be okay. No. But the end of the end is what will be okay. Hallelujah. The end is not always okay, but the end of the end is always okay. But does it make sense? Because as you are even loving somebody and wanting to sacrifice everything for the person, it can get to a time that that love will end in a sacrifice. And sometimes, because you love them, you need to sacrifice it. You need to sacrifice. He came down, he left everything behind, and he came on the earth, and he said, even though I love you, I need to sacrifice myself. I need to die.
He died and rose, and now is king.
And as he was dying, the same people he was sacrificing for was the same people who were down and said, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him, kill him all. Kill him all. Sometimes the love you have for some people will warrant you to do the impossible. So he left his kingship. He left everything behind and he came on here and he said, because of the love I have for you, I'm sacrificing myself. And the Bible said that he was sacrificed on the cross. And his father, because of the sacrifices, because of the love the father had for him, he had to leave him. Even when the father was calling him, he did not, even the son was calling him, he left him because at that particular time, he was carrying the pain, he was carrying the sins of the world upon his shoulders.
He will come riding on the cloud of glory.
This is the ultimate sacrifice. Imagine you just married this man, or you married this year, and the Lord comes and says that, my dear, sacrifice your wife for me. Sacrifice your wife for me. Or sacrifice your husband for me. Leave your husband, leave your wife, and go to a place I'm going to show you. There, slaughtered, you'll be killed. So that because you love your husband and your wife or your husband or your children will have eternal life. How many of us would do it? Immediately I heard the voice, Nana, because she had a problem. Immediately I heard someone telling me that, immediately I heard someone telling me, sacrifice your wife. Sacrifice them. I left that place and I went to Navrongo.
Finally,
imagine you have your child and you hear the voice of the Lord telling you that after the 6 month of pain, after the 6 month of disdain and pain, go to the mountaintop and offer your child as a propitiation for the entire world. Will you do this? Your normal mind, reasoning, and then logic will tell you this is madness. How can I even sacrifice myself for another person? Imagine you were walking down Makola and you saw that they were beating some thief. They were beating the thief. They were beating the thief. They were hitting him with rock. And with rocks, and then they were putting him. And you had your baby with you, and you heard that, hey, bring your baby so that we will leave this guy. And you two, you went and you said, beat my baby instead, kill my child instead, spit on my child instead, slap my child instead, and you will be there watching it so that you leave the stranger to go scot-free. Sir, ma, sister, auntie, uncle, daddy, mommy, please, will you do it? Will you do it? I'm not here. I'm not seeing anything. It's like people are leaving because the message is not there. It's not messaging for them. Child of God, will you do this? You are walking in a shaman. Someone has gone to steal a phone at a shaman. And as you were walking, you saw people beating him, spitting on him, and then wounding him. And you heard a voice saying that,
when the 20 and the four elders bow their heads,
give yourself up,
lift up
or give your child, so that they will beat your child instead. So that your so that the total stranger, so that the stranger will go scot-free.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, lift up your hands
if
as you shout.
Someone
finally
here will just do it like that.
We will meet him on that day.
It will be difficult, though.
We will hear
at me going through the pain,
singing, oh,
especially the mothers.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
going through
hallelujah,
9 months of
hallelujah,
pain,
hallelujah,
vomiting,
hallelujah,
and a whole lot of
things.
And then you are requested to sacrifice that baby so that the total stranger will be. Father God, it is not easy. This is what we call the ultimate sacrifice. This is what somebody called Jesus. The Father sacrifices only God's Son. That you don't need to sacrifice anybody again. You don't need to sacrifice your child again. You don't need to sacrifice bull or ram or anything again. All you need is the sacrifice called faith. Is to believe.
Finally, oh, finally, oh, yeah. Oh, Rabbi.
John chapter number 3, the verse number 16. John chapter number 3, the verse number 16.
Would you be
the
ready?
Sacrifice was birthed out of
would
what is called love.
For
God so loved the world. The Lord loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son as a sacrifice, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. You see, when he was sacrificing his child, it was not by just faith, it was by love. It was not just the hope of a new and a better world, it was by love. That is why the Bible says that faith, hope, and love, they remain. But the greatest of them all is love. Do you understand why? Do you understand why? The reason why love is the greatest? Because hope alone does not warrant sacrifice. Faith alone does not warrant sacrifice. But love. So when love is birth, is grown, it gives birth to faith and hope. And so the mother of the three,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
is love. Child of God, you can never sacrifice your time for God until you love God. You can never sacrifice your money for God until you love God. You can never sacrifice your certificate for God until you love God.
Oh, no.
Right now, my question to you is that,
I cannot wait for
do
that
you
day.
Love God?
I cannot wait for that day. I cannot wait.
Even after sacrificing his only begotten son, do you love him?
With my father
and do you have him in your life?
Savior,
have you accepted him?
Yeah.
Have you believed in him?
Hallelujah.
Eh? Have you believed in him? Because right now, the only ticket for you to meet him face to face is what is called your faith. It is what is called your belief. So, child of God, I am asking a question. Do you love him enough to believe him? You can never believe somebody if you don't love him. Eh? You can never have faith in someone until you love him. Father God, come to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. That particular scripture, do you understand? He is the beginning and the ending of the thing you call faith. Because first, he gave himself up. That what is called eternal life will be available for everybody. The reason why we don't call Friday today as a bad Friday is that love is always good. Love is always good. It is not because of the act. It was because of what precedes or what was backing the act. So it is not the act of dying. It is the reason for dying. On the cross, you will see it is a tragic death. Oh, I don't know if somebody can hear me. The place is very quiet and many people have left. Please, if you are here, kindly let me know that you are here so that I will know that my network is not messing up. You are most welcome, great man. God bless you. Hallelujah. The reason why we call today a good Friday, even though someone is going to die, even though they are going to beat somebody to death, even though they are going to kill somebody, we call it a good Friday. Do you know why we call it a good Friday? It is not because of the act of dying. It is because of what brought the act. It was what opened that door for him to die. It is called love. And love is always good. And do you know who is ultimate love? God. That is why we say that God is good all the time. And all the time God is good. What we are trying to say is that love is good. The end product of love, even though it can end in dying, it is still good. It is still good. It is still good. It is still good. Oh, it is still good.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
It is not because he died. It is because his death brought a greater something for us. Child of God, it is not easy to sacrifice yourself. To sacrifice your only begotten son. But he did it so that believing in him, you will have and you will hold the scepter of eternal life. So, I am asking you, do you believe in him? Do you love him enough to believe in him? Right now, as he is dying, today, he will be crucified. By Sunday evening, he will be awake. And Monday we will enjoy. For the rest of the year, we will be glorifying him in his. Oh my God.
Prepare your virgins.
The covenant has sent the rest.
The wise virgins, prepare them.
Child of God, because of I and you, because of our pain, because of our pain, because of our sinful nature, because of our curses, because of the curses upon our lives, because of our sin. He came to die for us, that believing in him, we will have eternal life. And so I am asking you, child of God, do you believe in him? Right now he is dying, and you need to die with him. Reasoning should die with him. Logic should die with him. Common sense should die with him. You see, the reason I'm saying common sense should die with him is that nothing can be bought. Nothing can be gotten in the realm of the spirit with common sense. Common sense does not work in the spirit realm. Common sense or logic or reasoning kills. It is a poison to your spirit. Because no matter what you think about, you will never think that it is a good thing to die for someone's sin. That is why the world does not believe us. When we say that Jesus died for the world, they were like, are you stupid? How can one man sin? How can someone, one person's death, be a propitiation for the whole entire world? Abba. They don't understand. They don't believe it. But it was out of love. Out of love. Out of love. That this is possible.
I know they walk alone.
Child of God, may the Holy Spirit help you. May the Holy Spirit help us. That we will be able to believe in you. We will be able to have faith in him.
I know they walk alone.
And to believe in his finished works on the cross of Calvary.
I walk with God the Father.
Child of God, tonight,
I walk with God the Son. I walk
he's
with
going
God
to be
Spirit.
Slaughtered.
Three of them join.
He's
I
going to be killed. He is going to be spat on. He is going to be hit. He is going to be.
Alone.
He is going to receive a lot of beatings. Simply because he first loved us. So even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I bring to you today the ultimate sacrifice. I bring to you today the ultimate sacrifice. If you only believe and say in your heart, and open your mouth to confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Tonight he is dying and he will die with you. You will be like the thief on the cross. Who said that Jesus
is true?
For me, I am a sinner. The first man to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior and to believe in him was the thief on the cross. In his bloodshed, the first person to believe in Jesus was not even the disciple. It was the thief on the cross. It was the thief. The thief, the one who was an outcast, the one who was not given, the one who thought, everybody thought that this guy there, he doesn't deserve heaven. Imagine a notorious armed robber going to be killed. Who would think that this guy would go to heaven? But he was offered a season. He was offered a contract. And in the contract, he was only to believe and confess Jesus. And that was it. All the notorious things, all the atrocities he has committed was blotted away on the cross. On the cross. In his last moment, he believed in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Child of God, it is not too late for you. It is not too late for you. Wherever you are, listen to me. It is not too late for you. oh, you were the one who committed murder, it is not too late for you. You were the one who stole, it is not too late. You were the one who gossiped about somebody, you are the one who backbited somebody, it is not too late for you. You the one who snatched somebody's wife or somebody's husband or whosoever. Listen to me. It is not too late for you. It is not too late for you. It is not too late for you. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus today. All you need is to believe and confess Him. All you need to do, you don't need to pay billions. You don't need to pay consultation. All you need to do, wherever you are, where you are right now, Jesus is still there. He is on the cross for you today. He is on the cross for you today. And you are crucified with Him on the cross right now. As we speak, you are on the cross with Him now. If only you would believe in Him and confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Confess your sin and tell Him that, Jesus, I know that you sacrificed your everything so that I will be given the opportunity to see the Father. Jesus, have mercy on me. And remember me in your kingdom. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. And may my name be blotted out of the book of death. Wherever you are, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe that He died and on the third day arose, if you believe that He gave Himself as a propitiation for our sins, if you believe that He is the begotten Son of God, if you believe that He is the only one way to the Father, if you believe that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and nobody goes to the Father except through Him, wherever you are, repeat after me. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, today I come before you, even as you are being crucified on the cross for my sins. Have mercy on my soul. Forgive me all my sins and all my iniquities. Show me your grace. Show me your will and your favor.
I don't know about you, but me, I know.
Have mercy on me, Jesus.
Today
I am crucified with you on the cross. My flesh is crucified with you on the cross. My sinful nature is crucified with you today. Have mercy on me, child of God. Show me your mercy. Live in my heart. Dwell in my soul. Be with me in my flesh, that I will be able to worship and sacrifice my time to bring people before you also. Please, can somebody hear me? We are saying no sound. You can hear me now. Oh. Write my name in the Lamb book of life and save me from the imminent touch of death. Write my name in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, child of God. If you pray this prayer sincerely and out of your heart, You are no more a child unto death, but you are a child unto eternal life. Congratulations and welcome to the family of life, of joy, and of eternity. Find a Bible-believing church and join. Find a Bible-believing church and join them. Follow us here also, that whenever we come online, you will be able to have the notification to join us. I've seen that Wendy Gold has just joined us today. Wendy Gold just followed us today. Please, follow us. Follow. If you are here, you are not following, kindly follow. Follow. And the Lord will bless you. And the Lord will do you well. Wow. Welcome to the place of life. It is important that the children of God get to understand that the ultimate sacrifice was difficult, but love made it possible. So also sacrifice yourself to the things of God, that many also will have a place in the kingdom of heaven. Anything you can do to help the ministry of God, being it going out to evangelize or sharing links to Christian gatherings or taking or inviting people to church, it is a movement of sacrifice that will bring people to God. May the Lord bless each and every one of you for joining this morning. We were 20 something, we are now 10. Please, this is it. I'm done with the message. So, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord do you well. And get to understand that your salvation was bought with a price. Even though you are seeing it freely, it was not free. So hold on to your salvation and fight for your salvation with fear and trembling. Anything that will take you away from the love of God, run away from it. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord do you well and show his face in your life and upon your life. Whatsoever is not of the Lord, that will contend with your salvation. I pray that may the victory that is bet in the blood of the Lamb Jesus, may that victory come for you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. My name is Prophet Osei. And I was coming your way with our word service. Catch you again tonight, hopefully 10 p.m. with another dose of the word of God. This is the season to chase after Jesus. It is not the season to chase after men. This is the season to chase after Jesus and to chase after eternity. Child of God, the world as we see it, it is not a normal place again. We are in a spiritual world now. Don't leave your life to chance. Don't leave your life to chance. God bless you. May the Lord do you well. May the Lord keep you. Thank you for joining us. Let me recognize the people who stay. And despite God bless you, I've been here for throughout. Kiki, God bless you. Selassie, God bless you. Wendy Gold, God bless you. Jara Emmanuel, God bless you. Lisa, God bless you. I've been here throughout. Glorious Speed, Travel and Tours. My baby girl, God bless you. Adepa, God bless you. Thank you very much for joining. You are blessed and you are highly favored. I love you with the love of God. Go and be a blessing. Shalom. Bye-bye.
sits upon the throne.